Unit 6. Law and Crime. Reading 2.
Patents. After years of back-breaking work and research, you have finally invented something that will solve many people's problems and make the world a better place. Now what do? Your first step, if you are smart, is to get a patent. Patents are agreements between inventors and the government, giving inventors ownership of their creations for a certain amount of time. Patents allow a person to own an idea for an invention. U.S. patent law states that an invention is any new and useful process, machine, manufacture, or composition of matter, or any new and useful improvement thereof. Basically, anything that someone creates can be protected from theft by patenting. Most things people use every day are protected by patents, such as the electric light, which was patented by Thomas Edison in 1879, the drug aspirin, which was patented by Felix Hoffman in 1899, and the rubber band, patented by Stephen Perry in 1845. Things that are not common have also been patented, such as special motors, gears, and machinery used in manufacturing settings. Strangely enough, living things can also be patented, as illustrated in 1988, when two Harvard University doctors were issued the first ever patent for a new animal life form, a genetically altered mouse. Not everything can be patented. One must first have an original idea for an invention. The invention does not have to be something that has never been thought of before, as most patents are for improvements on existing technology, not wholly new items. For example, the camcorder is a combination of the video camera and the tape recorder, but it was a new idea to combine them into one machine. Natural laws cannot be patented. Even though the law of relativity was developed by Albert Einstein, he could not patent it because he did not invent it. It was already part of the natural world. Patents are important because they protect a person's idea from others who might want to steal it. If you work hard inventing a new machine or procedure, then you should be able to benefit from it financially, says Timothy Elkins, a patent attorney. You shouldn't do the work and then have someone make money off your idea. Patents also help to share ideas and technological information with other inventors and researchers. A description of all patented inventions is put into a database, which can be accessed by other people in the same field of interest. Patents also help to stimulate research by large companies. Finally, companies, especially large companies like IBM, Samsung, and Sony, can make a lot of money by holding patents on certain inventions and charging other companies money, called royalties, to use their ideas. Patenting an idea is not a difficult thing to do, but it can take a lot of time and be very expensive. After an inventor finishes creating a new machine or process, the next step is to fill out patent paperwork, which can be a long and complicated process. Usually, this type of research is done by a patent attorney, a lawyer who specializes in patents. Patent attorneys can be very expensive, but they are almost always necessary because they make sure the patents are filed correctly. After all the paperwork has been reviewed by the inventor and the inventor's attorney, it is submitted to the patent office with a registration fee of $645, although it can be higher in some cases. The patent is sometimes rejected and must be resubmitted, and in this way, the process can be drawn out for many years. In fact, it may take up to 5 years to complete the patent process. Once the patent process is completed, an inventor's idea still may not be completely protected. Patents are only good for the country that they are issued in. So, if a machine is patented in the U.S., the patent is only good for the U.S. Unless patents are applied for in other countries as well, there is nothing to stop imitators around the world from copying that idea.